Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Garage Talk Live. It's Monday, April 28th. And we've had a busy weekend in racing. The IndyCar Series was out at the Skip Barber Motorsports Complex for their race. NHRA was out in Houston. And NASCAR's Nationwide and Cup Series were both at Richmond International Raceway. A lot of stuff to talk about, but first let me bring to the show my very special guest, making her first appearance on Garage Talk Live, the newest Miss Sprint Cup, Madison Martin. Madison, welcome to Garage Talk Live.
Thanks for having me.
Well, when we first heard you made the team way back just before the season, I says, okay, well, they filled in the third spot, and I was going to try to get you on, but they wanted to wait until you were seasoned a little bit. But so I guess now that you've had a few races under your belt, and how do you like the job so far?
I love it. I'm having a blast being the newest member of the family, as I like to say.
Well, that's pretty good. Looks like you're a Northeastern girl from Maryland, and were you always a race fan?
Yeah, I grew up actually not knowing much about NASCAR, but my mom took me to my first race back in 2008, ironically at Richmond, and I fell in love with the sport and kind of from there knew that I wanted to be in the sport. So it's kind of a funny story with me is how I got into racing. My first race, I was pulled on stage by Monica Palumbo out at the Sprint Experience. And it just really changed my life.
So what made you decide to go out for the Miss Sprint Cup format? Looks like you were doing pretty good. You had some TV background with Fox News Channel as an intern to, I guess, one of those college, they threw the thing out to the college people looking for interns, and you got that job. And you also were a student reporter at Richmond. So that's kind of, I guess, your home track now from the way it makes it seem.
Yeah, it is my home track. You know, I decided to go and apply for the Miss Sprint Cup program primarily because has so much involvement with NASCAR, and we do so much more than most people think from the outside perspective. So it really puts together a lot of my TV and PR background, as well as giving me extra experience with NASCAR, too.
Get to be out in public at the Sprint Experience all throughout the race weekend, and obviously you got the draw to be in victory lane after the race when Joey Logano won. That's kind of be probably one of the more thrilling parts is being there, getting sprayed with all the champagne and Gatorade and whatever else they throw around with the winner of the race.
Yeah, it's very exciting. And, you know, this year so far, ever since the chase format changed, we've definitely seen, I think, a lot more action this season as far as, you know, at the end of the race, seeing a lot of competition. This last weekend, obviously, Matt Kenseth, Brad Keselowski, Jeff Gordon, and Joey Logano were all right there neck and neck. And Brad Keselowski kind of helped out Joey Logano by, you know, scuffling up with Matt Kenseth a couple times. So it's very exciting. Victory lane is one of the coolest parts of the job, I would say.
I think the new chase format or the qualifications to get to the chase, we didn't even get to the chase yet. That's a whole new format altogether. But the way they have it now where we've increased the number of drivers to make the chase, but now if you pretty much win, you're in. And in the first seven races, there was no repeat winner. And then the last two was Kevin Harvick getting his second win with Logano getting his second win. So it kind of puts the squeeze down for some of the other drivers because they know they only have until race 26, which is back at Richmond. And they we'll find out who's going to make what, and then they eliminate them every couple of races. They'll eliminate the bottom drivers until the last, I think the last couple races of the season, when it's only the top three or four drivers will battle it out for the championship, and everybody wants that beautiful sprint cup at the end of the season, and of course all the missed sprint cups will be there to help present that trophy, as well as the getting ready for the chase. Now, of course, you also have the Sprint All-Star Race, which voting has already started, so you can let the fans know what's involved in voting for their favorite driver. Should somebody come to the point where they haven't won a race yet to get into the All-Star Race?
Yes. So if a driver hasn't won yet, then they're not solidified into the All-Star Race, but fans have the chance to vote to get their favorite driver in to the All-Star Race coming up, you know, here in May. And all they have to do is go to sprint.com/speed. They can also vote on their NASCAR mobile app, which is free for Sprint customers, and votes on that app count double. But they can vote as many times as they'd like. And the voting is pretty cool this year, because when you vote, you're also entered for a chance to win a trip for two to any chase for the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series race of your choice. So one lucky fan is going to get to win that opportunity, which I think is really unique, because if I had the opportunity to win that, I would totally choose Homestead Miami this year, you know, with the new chase format.
That'd be definitely the race to go to, because I guess you get to hang out with the winner or the champion at the end of the year, and that seems pretty neat. Now, when you started the season as a Miss Sprint Cup, there were three of you. I guess the workload's picking up a little bit now that one of you has left.
Yeah, a little bit. You know, I was on, I want to say, the first 7 weeks of the season before I had a week off. I was off at Darlington, and now I'm back on for another stretch. But I'm just having a blast. I love being a member of the Framily, as I said, which kind of coincides with the new plan from Sprint, where you can add up to 10 family, friends, and others to a single plan for as low as $25 per month per line. But I just love being a part of the team. Kim Kuhn, the other Miss Sprint Cup, and I, we get along really well, and we're having a blast so far this season.
Well, that's good. It takes a lot of cohesion between the two of you, being you have to spend a lot of time together. So it's good that you get along, and makes these long trips week in and week out a lot easier. Now, of all the tracks that you've been to, you've got a few coming up that you haven't been to yet, like Dover International Raceway, which is the Monster Mile. I think you'll get a kick out of that place. And I think some of the other road courses, being they haven't gone there yet. And then you got Talladega coming up, which this weekend is going to be a new one for you. So, I don't know, they're going to give you a day off now that there's only the two of you? Because usually two make the travels and one gets the weekend off. Or are they going to find the third Miss Sprint Cup to keep the roster full, so to speak?
Yes, there will be a third Miss Sprint Cup soon. So that's a nice thing. Kim and I will get breaks here and there, because there will be a third one added soon. But as I said before, I love the travel. I'm having a blast being the newest Framily member, you know, on the Miss Sprint Cup team. And it's exciting for me, because this being my first year, as you said, there's plenty of tracks that I haven't been to yet. So, I mean, each one that I get to go to is just an amazing experience, and I get to see so much new stuff.
With the new friends and family play, now that, you know, this doesn't really have to, how does that work? It's any about 10, up to 10 people, you know, that can be part of the family, and they all get their own separate bills from what I've seen on the commercials. And do you have unlimited talk, text, and data, as the old plan used to be, or has that changed?
It's a very cool plan. So the Framely plan, you can add up to 10 family, friends, and others, as I said before, to a single plan, and each person on your plan gets a separate, so you don't have to worry about paying for anybody else. And it's as low as $25 per month per line. But you can also, you know, save a lot of money with the plan. You can, right now, Sprint is going to give you up to $300 for your current device and $350 to cover your early termination fee if you leave a separate carrier. So it's a really cool plan. You get unlimited talk, text, and 1 gig of data, as you were asking before. So it's just a very unique plan right now that Sprint's offering, and you can save a ton of money on this plan. Like, I've heard some of our associates out at the Sprint Experience who work at our Sprint store say that you can save anywhere from, you know, $900 to $1,000 a year just by switching to the Framely plan. So it's a great deal, and anyone that's interested can find out more at the Miss Sprint Cup Hub for the website, sprint.com/speed.
So for $25, I can get unlimited talk, unlimited text, and is there a data limit for $25? Or do you, and you pay
yes.
more for more data? Okay.
Yes, it's 1 gigabyte of data.
One. I go through that in no time. No time. I'm sure you do, too. Now, as a user of the service, I always like to ask the Miss Sprint Cups which phone they use, or which one, you know, do you use the iPhone, you put the Samsung Galaxy, the Android, Motorola's, which phone do you prefer for your own Miss Sprint Cup purposes?
You know, for my own purposes, I have the iPhone 5C, but that is primarily because I've had the iPhone since it came out. My father is a huge Apple person, so I have just always had the iPhone ever since I was like 17. I've been very fortunate. But ever since I started working for Sprint, I have to say the Samsung Galaxy S4 is just so cool. I really like that phone. Like, that would be the phone that would make me switch from the iPhone, because it just has a lot of unique features. And I would have to say my favorite part of that phone is the AirView, where you can navigate the screen without actually touching it. It's pretty cool.
Really? You might want to end up on a page you don't want by accident then. Wouldn't that be a little bit of an issue sometimes?
Well, it could be, but you can turn that function off. And then they also, that phone too, you can turn it into a TV remote. Which I think is kind of cool, too. Like, I think it could be very handy if you're at a bar and the basketball game that you want to watch or the NASCAR race that you want to watch isn't on. You can change the channel with your TV or your Galaxy S4.
That's pretty neat. That does sound like a choice, because now the Sprint system, now these are all, is all up into the 4G LTE mode now, or they still use the 3G technology?
We are up to LTE. Sprint, you know, is constantly doing new things and constantly improving the network. It's America's newest network, you know, so it's really exciting, as I've said before, to be a part of the team and, you know, to be seeing all these exciting new changes occur, like, while I'm on the Miss Sprint Cup team.
That's pretty good. And, of course, I know from prior experiences that Sprint used to allow you to, you could also watch the race on your phone with the NASCAR Mobile 13 app?
Yes. Yes, that app is actually, that app's actually updated. Now it's just NASCAR Mobile. We have NASCAR Mobile and then NASCAR Race View, and that's free for Sprint customers. If you want to completely watch the race, you can get it on NASCAR Race View, and then NASCAR Mobile constantly updates you with any of the latest breaking NASCAR news, alerts, videos, standings, et cetera.
That's pretty good, because I think one of the whole purposes, of joining Sprint is you can catch the races anywhere, anytime on your mobile phone, and you can never be, and you'll never be out of touch as a fan this way. I mean, before they started putting in all these big video screens, were you down in Texas at that big monster screen they put up down there?
Yes, I was.
I mean, you used to have to, if you wanted to catch a replay, you would have to look at that on your phone. And Sprint also used to, also I think when you're at the track, they still rent out those race view devices?
Yes, they do.
But Sprint pretty much has your whole NASCAR experience covered, top to bottom, and now with the family plan. I remember when you first started coming out with that, say, that's interesting. I wonder what, when they first came out, I had one of your colleagues on who, you know, I had Brooke on who's no longer with you, and I didn't know whether she was making it up or that was the plan. Then I saw the commercial. it seems to be like a good deal, and I noticed there's a lot of some of the other phone companies are trying to copy your idea.
Yes, that's for sure. I've seen a lot of that lately in advertising. And like I said, the family plan is just such a unique plan. And you can literally add anybody to it. It doesn't have to be, you know, your best friend. It can be, you know, someone you just met, because with the family plan, everyone gets their own bill, so you don't have to worry about, you know, some random person finding out all your information.
Yeah, because, you know, that makes it kind of tricky. And the fact that if they're on, see, basically it's the same plan, but it's all tied into one, the initial person. Does the initial person that starts the plan get any special benefits, or is it basically the same thing for everybody?
It's basically the same thing for everybody. The initial person can take advantage of the offers, like I said, the $650 when you switch, you know, if you're with AT&T and then you switch to Sprint, they're going to give you $300 for your current device and $350, you know, up to for your early termination fee and installment balance from your old carrier. So the main person can take advantage of that, you know, and then each person, you get a code, and you can give that code out to each person you want to add to your family plan. And the more people that you get in, the lower all of your bills get.
As a single person, you pay one price, and the more you add, the better your rate gets.
Yes.
Ah. That's interesting. So, and it's $25 a month for talk, text, and a gig of data. For the thing I don't know, does anybody really talk on their phones anymore? I mean, you are right now calling into here, I imagine, but everybody's usually texting or on some sort of social media. And I don't think really too many people talk anymore. So you're right now on an iPhone, which sounds actually pretty good coming across the line. Somebody's doing radio and using my phone. As a matter of fact, I'm patched through my phone into the online station. So good audio has a lot to do with how it sounds. And so your phone sounds pretty good audio-wise. You come in nice and clear. And that has a lot to do with the network too, I would think.
Oh yeah, without a doubt. Like as I said, you know, Sprint is so exciting because they're doing so much new stuff now, and you know, the company is really developing, and it's really cool to be a part of it.
How often do you, like, as a new product comes in, do you get to say, oh, as a representative promoting the products, do you get to switch over to the new product?
Pretty often. I mean, I just, became, you know, a new person, and I got the iPhone immediately. So it's really neat. I always try to keep up to date with the latest stuff that's coming out and, you know, stop by our Sprint store and play with the latest devices. And that's one of the coolest parts of the Sprint experience at the track is that we actually have a Sprint store there with every device, you know, that Sprint carries. So you can stop in there and play with all of them and get to check them out and know them and, like, what you might like better about the Samsung Galaxy S4 versus the iPhone.
Yeah, because I'm looking for a new phone, so I'm trying to figure out which one to get. Because I'm still on an old 3G network, so I need to upgrade. A 3G phone, so I need to upgrade to a 4G phone. And I'm just trying to get everybody's opinion. And being you're in the biz, and you get to try all the latest goodies, then I have to take it all into consideration now. How do you like working out at the Sprint Experience in the Midways?
I love it. I have a blast out there. I love getting to talk to fans. That is definitely one of my favorite parts of the job. Just I was a fan before I ever became Miss Sprint Cup. You know, I used to go to Richmond International Raceway with my mom and come in the Sprint Experience and play about all of our fun games that we have out there and stuff like that as a fan before turning into Miss Sprint Cup. So it's cool for me to get to meet other fans who are maybe aspiring to do the same thing or, you know, to try to break into the sport. So it's a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun out there. Give away a lot of free stuff. So it's a cool place to work.
Well, that's for sure. When I was at this race last year and, do you do the hula hoop too, or?
You know, it's funny you say that. Last week in Richmond, that being my home track, my family actually came out to see me and to be at the race. And when they came in the Sprint Experience, I have a stepsister who's about 10 years old, and I just happened to have to play the hula hoop game at that time, be the announcer for it. So I pulled her into the contest. She didn't win, but she had a lot of fun being a part of it.
That's pretty neat. I saw this weekend. What other games do you play? There's that. I think there's a trivia game. I think I caught hold of two of them when I was out there. One was the hula hoop game, and I think Brooke was running that one. And then earlier in the day when I was out there, Kim was running. I forget what game she was running, but it looked like a Jeopardy type of game. I think they ask you a lot of questions, and you have to know the answer. What other games do they have at the experience besides the hula hoop game? Maybe I'm mistaken.
We have a lot. Yeah, we have a lot of fun games. We do a charades game. We still have trivia. We do a Framily tire change contest, which is probably my favorite game that we play out there because we pick seven people to be on each team, and then we go through the seven, and they have to change a tire, you know, take the lug nuts off, pull the tire out, push the tire back in, and put the lug nuts back on and see how fast they can do it. So we have that game. And then we also play a strongman game where we pull up fans onto the stage, give them a bag, and then we load their bag, you know, every couple seconds with old cell phones, recycled cell phones, because Sprint is very big on, you know, recycling and, you know, making use of those old cell phones that are no longer wanted or needed. So that's one of our fun games because fans are usually like, oh, old cell phones, they aren't that heavy. But once you start to get 15 to 20 cell phones, some of the older ones from a couple years ago, and in a bag and you have to hold your arm out, it tends to get a little bit heavy.
Oh, that sounds like a fun one. I'd like to try that. Now, because nobody really has cell phones like they did back in the early 90s, those heavier ones. Now, I think the cell phone itself has gone from those big things down to the flip phones, which I thought were cool because they were tiny, fit in your pocket. And then they started getting a little bigger because of the screen and the smartphone capacity that to do all the stuff you need to do, you need something a little bigger. So, but it's amazing how things have come out over time, and then to have to hold that thing out for, I guess, what, everybody holds it until the last person's arm
drops
it. You get it, they're the winner. That sounds like a
fun. Yeah,
of course. Now, do the cell phones still have the batteries in them? Because that's where all the weight lies.
They do. They do. So they're quite heavy. That's as I said, that's one of my favorite parts, is to watch the reaction when they're all happy and, you know, like, oh, I've got this. This is going to be so easy. And then you start to put those cell phones in and you see them start to sweat, you know, or the smile wipe off their face because they realize it's pretty heavy.
And the face is turning all red. Back when I was in boot camp, we used to have to hold the M16 out in front of us and until we couldn't hold it no more. So I think I'd be a little trained, but this, I'm going back so many years now, I'm probably too old to be able to do that as I did as a young person. So the young military guy might have an advantage over the average person being able to hold out a bag full of cell phones, but that does sound like the fun one. And the hula hoop one, forget about it. I would never try that on my own. But so you got your start at Richmond as a fan, and now you've come back around as Miss Sprint Cup, and it's probably a fun job to get the travel seal, hold a lot of different places, and do a lot of different things, being an ambassador to the company as well as the sport. Hopefully, when you get to the end of the season, then you get to go to Vegas for the big celebration. I bet you can't wait for that one.
I can't. I'm very excited for Vegas.
So we have as a matter of fact, the Sprint All-Star race is only in a couple of months. And I know that your PR people wanted to do something in a couple of weeks to have you back on for the last week of the fan voting. So whichever one of you young ladies wants to come back, come on the show again, so you know, then we'll talk to you. But you're the only Miss Sprint Cup in existence that hasn't been on the show until today.
Well, I'm glad I got to make my debut.
So, I wanted to introduce you to my audience from the get-go, but finally got a chance to do it, and we'll look forward to seeing you around Victory Lane and at the Sprint Experience during the rest of the weekend at every race until you get a day off, of course. And I'd like to thank you for joining me on the air, and hope you had a good time, and we'll come back.
I've had a great time. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, you take care and have fun this weekend in Talladega.
Thank you so much. Have a great week.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye now. There you have it, Miss Sprint Cup Madison Martin, the newest member to the team. Go to NASCAR.com/All-Star. Cast your votes. Of course, they're going to have the change the format and vote for the format. I guess you get to vote for the fire suits as well. There's a whole bunch of different things you could vote on for the Sprint All-Star race coming up. The family plan, where you can get up to 10 people on your plan, save money, as little as $25 a month. Unlimited talk, unlimited text, a gig of data, which doesn't sound like much, but if you got these new phones and you're in an area that has Wi-Fi, you can always turn that part off and use somebody else's internet. I think that's one of the good reasons of having them. So stay tuned. We're going to take a little break and be right back in about a minute. So after this message.
Cajun's Candle is a family-owned company that makes the finest quality hand-poured candles you'll find anywhere, in many different colors, sizes, and scents. They use only the best wax and scents to ensure your candle performs to its very best. each and every time. Cadence uses a unique blend of hybrid wax that consists of a 50% soy and a 50% paraffin mixture, enabling the best of both worlds in candle making. The soy base is to ensure a cleaner burn while being environmentally friendly, and the paraffin is used to achieve a great scent throw and the ability to add color nicely, giving those bright, vibrant colors that catch your eyes. Cadence Candles carries a wide variety of gel candles as well. Need a fundraiser for your school or church? Candles make a great item to use for fundraisers for any type of function you may have. Give Cadence Candles a call at 610-960-5677 or find them on the web at www.cadencecandles.com. And for all you Facebook users, be sure to like them at Facebook at facebook.com/Cadence Candle.
And we're back here on Garage Talk Live. I'm Vince Pontigli. You're listening to us on Blog Talk Radio. Hope you enjoyed my guest, Miss Sprint Cup, Madison Martin. She has such a soft voice. It's hard to believe it. She's pretty tall, and you would think she would be But, hey, what can I tell you? Everybody's different than you. Our old friend, former Miss Sprint Cup, Brooke, had a richer voice. But what are you going to do? She got the job, Madison got the job at the beginning of the season to fill in for the outgoing Jacqueline. So the longest standing member now is Kim Kuhn, who's been around, I think this is her third year now. So she came in after Monica Palumbo left. So, it's interesting of how long they stay. Because sometimes they stay a while, sometimes they don't. We had one Miss Spring Cup on. Her name was, she was only on for the 1 year as well. She filled in for Paige Duke after Paige had to step away. I'm looking at trying to get her back on as well. But, so now we've had every Miss Sprint Cup from the first one to the current one. So, and we'll keep that tradition alive. Now, this past weekend turned out to be a real, real exciting weekend if you're catching the O'Reilly Nationals out at Royal Purple Nationals out in the O'Reilly Spring Nationals at Royal Purple Raceway in Houston. Turned out to be an exciting day again with the women going into the race for a shot at one of them capturing the 100th female win. They went in with 98. So when that happened, it opened up the door for somebody to at least one of them to walk home with one of them and one of them to walk home with the other. And in the top fuel division, you had two ladies, Brittany Force and Leah Pritchett, who made it through the first round, but somehow they wound up in the right lane. Right lane seemed to be a problem for most of the Nitro cars, and the left lane was the lane of choice. So if you didn't have lane choice, you were kind of screwed if you were in a Nitro machine. And Brittany Force, who made it through round one, lost in round two to Steve Torrance. And Khalid Al-Balushi, Leah Pritchett made it past J.R. Todd to face Khalid Al-Balushi in round two and lost to the eventual finalist. But the night belonged to Antron Brown, the 2012 Top Fuel champion, as he went through Clay Milliken, Spencer Massey, defending champ Sean Langdon to face Langdon's Allen Abbey teammate Al Belushi to take home the Wally. with a remarkable time of 3.793 ET for a 317.72 mile an hour. The top speed of the night went to Steve Torrance, who wound up with a 328.86. mile an hour in round one. Shortly after Brittany Force set the event top speed at a track record, no less, at a both, she broke it with a 378 with 327 miles an hour in round one. She had lane choice, took the left lane. So did Torrance, and he beat her by a mile an hour. So turned to be exciting there. In the funny car division, it looked like it was going to be a battle between, you had two women in the event there with Courtney Force and Alexis DeJoria, who's been on fire. Courtney was lost in her first round matchup with Del Worsham. And Alexis, she made it to the second round facing Robert Height, who I think is pretty much about the third time they faced each other, fourth time they faced each other with, of course, two of the last three head-to-head DeJoria. And then when they went up against in the four wides in the finals, he wound up winning that one. And Rob Height, who has been to five straight final rounds, took home the Wally with his best time of the weekend with a 405 at 314 miles an hour. In the Pro Stock event, it was going to be between two drivers, Alan Johnson and Erica Ender Stevens, and, of course, they're best friends. And the winner was Erica Enders, who's been on the show several times. And the last time Enders and Johnson faced each other in the final, Johnson got her by not by much. And then this time it was Erica's turn to repay the favor. She got out of the tree quicker and she wound up going all the way for the win. And if you saw the finish, it was close. I think she pulled him on the top end of the track by a couple of feet there, or by a quarter fender. She was able to take home the 99th female win, which is actually setting the stage for the next event for her to actually take home the 100. Because it's between, being it's between her, Alexis, and one of the Force girls, the way they've been running with her consistency, Enders has a shot to doing that. And right now she's the only woman in Pro Stock, which makes her the winningest woman in Pro Stock. As we go to the point standings in the top fuel division right now with his win, Antron Brown has a 37-point lead on Doug Coletta. Steve Torrance is third. Last year's champ, Sean Langdon, is fourth. Let me get Sean back on. Might turn his luck around. He's 172 out. Sean's teammate, Khalid Al-Balushi, is 199 back in fifth. Tony Schumacher, sixth. Spencer Massey is seventh. Brittany Force is eighth. Ninth is Richard Crampton. And tenth is J.R. Todd. In the funny car division, with his win yesterday, Rob Height has a 122-point lead over his boss, John Force. who's in second. Alexis DeZoria is third, back 178 out. Her teammate, Del Worsham, is 248 out. And fourth, fifth is Ron Capps. Sixth is Fast Jack Beckman. Seventh, Tommy Johnson Jr., who returned to the funny car division after a few years off. Eighth is Matt Hagen. Ninth, Tim Wilkerson. And Courtney Force rounds out the top 10. In pro stock, holding on to the points lead is Erica Ender Stevens. She has a 77-point lead over Alan Johnson. Jason Line is third, 117 back. Fourth, 140 back is Vincent Nobile. Fifth is Shane Gray, 164 back. Sixth is Dave Connolly. Seventh, former champ Jake Coughlin. Eighth, V Games. Ninth, Chris McGahey. And 10th is Jimmy Allen, who was filling in for Greg Anderson, but Allen will be out of the car, is out of the car now, and because Anderson returned to the track this weekend. And Pro Stock Motorcycle, Andrew Hines leads the pack there. Scott Polacek second. Third is John Hall. Fourth, Eddie Krawick. Fifth, Hector Arana Jr. Sixth, Steve Johnson. Seventh, Michael Ray. Eighth is Matt Smith. Ninth is Hector Arana Sr. And 10th is Charles Kennedy. So that's all your top four divisions in Mellow Yellow Drag Racing, which are top 10 in points. Of course, we're rooting for Erica Enders to win her first ever Pro Stock champion, which would put her as the first woman ever to win a championship in that division. Of course, there's only the only other champion in NHRA drag racing or that are female are Shirley Muldowney in Top Fuel and Angel Drago in Pro Stock Motorbike. This is the motorcycle division, so it hasn't been done in Funny Car yet, and it has a chance to have a first, and if Erica can hold it on, she'll be the first woman to do it in Pro Stock. So that's pretty interesting. Consider women have wins in every series there is now. And but it's all not over. Figure Height has it now, but we still have a ways to go in the season. And Alexis DeZoria, if she can be more consistent, she's got a good shot of at least getting close to the front. Going through Rob Height and John Forster, who's your defending champ, it's going to be a little tough. So we'll just have to wait and see on that one. Now to the nationwide race on Friday night, in case you all missed it. It turned out to be Kevin Harvick taking the win in the nationwide race, driving the Tide Chevrolet for Junior Motorsports. His teammate, Chase Elliott, who had won the two previous nationwide races, come home second. Kyle Busch, third. Kyle Larson was fourth. It seems those two keep finishing right next to each other anymore, the way things are going in the nationwide series. Brian Scott came home fifth. Elliott Sadler was sixth. Seventh is Regan Smith. Seventh was Chris Buescher. Eighth was Regan Smith. Ninth, Ryan Blaney. And tenth was Trevor Bain. The race took 1 hour, 58 minutes, and 54 seconds, 250 laps. Was the distance, the average speed was 94.617, and the margin of victory was 2.68 seconds. So it was a pretty good gap between Harvick and and Chase Elliott. I'll tell you, Chase Elliott looks like the real deal with two wins and a second in his last three races. So you got to watch out for him this season in the points battle. Five cautions for 36 laps. There were five lead changes amongst four drivers. The top 10 in points. Chase Elliott leads those points now with his teammate Regan Smith, who's in 19 points back. Elliott Sadler drives for Gibbs Racing now. He's in third. He's 23 back. He switched back to the Nationwide Series to try to win a title, but going from Childress Racing to Gibbs Racing, seems like the team to beat right now is Junior Motorsports with Chase Elliott and whoever drives the number five car. Of late, it's been Kevin Harvick, but Harvick being he's not running for Nationwide points, he don't count, but he's still picks up the W's when he's in there. So, Ty Dillon is in fourth. Fifth is Trevor Bayne. I think they might have that backwards. I don't think it's Ty Dillon. No, it is Ty Dillon. He's the rookie this year. Austin's up in the Cup Series. Ty Dillon's fourth. Trevor Bayne's fifth. Sixth is Ryan Scott. Seventh is Brendan Gaughan. Eighth is James Buescher. Ninth is Dylan Kwasniewski. And tenth is Ryan Reed. So you have two, three, four rookies in the top ten, one lead in the points, and a total of 109 points between separating first place and last place. So with no chase, you have a total of 36 races to go. 36 races total, so they won't reset points after 26. So they'll battle that way till the end of the season. And the one at the top of the board will take home the championship trophy. On to the Sprint Cup race. That was a whole different ball game there now. You talk about an exciting race there. The big lap leader was Jeff Gordon, but it didn't turn out to be his race to win, because towards the end got down to a bunch-up with, after a restart on lap 391 with nine to go, because of fluid on the track, bringing out the yellow on lap 386. So that got everybody all bunched up for a shootout, and Kenseth, Keselowski, Dale Jr. were all bunched up. Jeff Gordon was in there. And there was a little beating and banging between Kenseth and Keselowski, where Kenseth pushed Keselowski up high, almost pinching him off into the wall. Of course, and then Keselowski came down and bumped Kenseth. Dale Jr. had no brakes, so he faded a little bit because he was up near the front. He wound up in seventh, but he wound up running into the back of Kenseth, the left. With that goal going on, Joey Logano was able to cut low to the inside and put his Shell Pennzoil Ford in victory lane, giving him his second win of the season. Also helped cementing his chances for the chase after the ninth race of the year. So with that being said, then you figure all the way things are going, it was an exciting finish. And I don't know what was more exciting, the finish or after the race, back in the garage area when due to an early race incident, Casey Mears was a little upset with Marcus Ambrose, and he went over to have a chat with Ambrose, gave Marcus a push, and then Marcus came in with a right hand and pretty much cold-cocked Casey Mears. You know, he connected because I thought he about knocked him out, but by then everybody jumped on to keep him separated, and that was the most exciting footage of the night other than the win. So with the win, of course, the race was 3 hours, 12 minutes, and 47 seconds long, average speed of 93 miles an hour. Margin of victory was 9.5 tenths of a second. So it was pretty close there. It was just enough for maybe Logano to get a couple car lengths ahead of second place finisher Jeff Gordon, keeping Gordon off the winner's board. Because you had 20 lead changes amongst eight drivers. There were 9 cautions for 66 laps. Of course, the last one coming at lap 386 out of the 400 that were running in Toyota Owners 400. And it's hard to believe that Joey Logano is only 23 years old. He's been in the league for about 5 or 6 years now. So he's got 5 total Sprint Cup wins, and it's hard to think he was that young from when he took over for Tony Stewart a few years ago after Stewart left Gibbs Racing to start his own team with Haas. So that's pretty interesting. Points as they go. Jeff Gordon leads the points without a win. They ought to put a caveat on these points reports because Gordon doesn't have a win. Kenseth is 5 back in second. Edwards is 3rd, 28 back, but he has a win, so he's in the chase. And all when they reset to winners, it goes according to who has the most wins down to the least, and then I guess points will separate those that are tied in wins. Kyle Busch is 4th with a win. Dale Jr. is 5th with a win. 6th is Joey Logano with 2 wins, which will bump him to the top of the win list. Brad Keselowski is 7th. He's got a win. Jimmy Johnson, 8th. He don't have a win. 9th, Ryan Newman without a win. 10th, Vickers without a win. Now you figure 16 guys starting is Vickers. 11th is Biffle. Austin Dillon, 12th. Kyle Larson, Denny Hamlin, 14th. And Tony Stewart, 15th. They're without wins. So you move. If you're in the top 30 and you have a win, such as Kurt Busch and Kevin Harvick with 2, you move up them up into the top 16, and you drop off Stewart and Ambrose. So with Harvick finishing 11th, he's now up to 20th. He was a few positions back, and Kurt Busch, who doesn't look like he finished 23rd, which isn't that good of a day for him. He's in 25th in the point standings. But he has a win on his board, so he'll move into the chase. If he gets another win before the end of the season, that'll cement him in there. But that just goes to show you how the points turn out to be, and with the new win format, if you pretty much win, you're in. You can see how it goes there. Now with the win tracker, we have Earnhardt Jr., Harvick, Keselowski, Edwards, the Busch brothers, and Logano. The only repeat winners are Harvick and Logano. And, of course, we're going to Talladega. After his Daytona 500 win, you can't count out Junior. And as a matter of fact, I might want to pick him for that as we look at the time here. If you want to give us a call and make your pick, let me know. We'll put you on the air. If not, we can go to the Facebook page and I'll post it all there. As a matter of fact, here's what Joey Logano had to say about his win and being locked into the chase. I barely heard that. Did you? And then Jeff Gordon with his talking about his finish.
It's a great night. I mean, we're having fun. Gosh, what great race cars we bring to the racetrack. Great pit stops all night tonight. I mean, it's just definitely it's frustrating that to not win, but it's also each time we run this year to build some more confidence and momentum, we're going to get that win soon.
And Kyle Busch talking about the last restart.
That last restart, though, was intense. I mean, you know, I really doubted Dave. I thought that was a bad call coming in and putting tires on. But and
Matt Green, everybody went fighting for the bottom. It looked like they had 80 laps on their tires, and I had stickers on, you know, and I think they only had 8 laps on their tires. So really crazy the way that ended up, and just drove past everybody on the outside.
There we go. Now we got the sound back. Let's try Logano.
That means a lot. You know, we kind of thought, you know, with one win you're going to be, you know, all but locked in. But this really secures you, like you said. And, you know, having a couple wins this early in the season and two completely different racetracks makes you very confident for the rest of the season. And, you know, at this point, we really have nothing to lose. It's just all about you know, going for wins and having fun out there and making sure we're ready for when the chase starts. So we put ourselves in a good position already, you know, this early in the season and ready to have some fun.
And, of course, second-place finisher Jeff Gordon, who hasn't had a win, had a shot to win, led most of the laps last night. This is what he had to say.
It was a great night. I mean, you know, we're having fun. Gosh, what great race cars we're bringing to the racetrack. Great pit stops all night tonight. I mean, this is definitely, it's frustrating to not win, but it's also, each time we run this good, it builds more confidence and momentum that we're going to get that win soon.
And, of course, Jeff leading the points. What he had to say about being the points leader with the wins being emphasized this year.
Normally I'd be ecstatic with leading the points and where we're at and consistency, but right now, you know, those wins are just so important that it means I'd rather be 12th in points right now with 3 wins than be leading the points.
And that's the way you would think the way the format is laid out this year that he's right. You would rather have the wins because as they recede you, that would be where you'd be leading off. So we'll have to see who gets what for wins. Now, as we look to Talladega, it's anybody's race, and so I'm looking to make my Talladega pick, and of course last week I picked Junior to win, his brakes went out, so I didn't have a – so he let me down. But being we're going into Talladega, and he knows how to run restricted plate races. Of course, with him making the emphasis on what happened at Daytona, taking driving it the way he used to drive it to get the win, to lead off the season, then that's who I'm going to pick this week as well. I know I picked him last week, but Richmond's pretty much of a shoot where you can anybody could win. I just didn't want to go with that. So this week, Talladega, drafting, the big one. With everything coming into play, that's going to be who I'm picking this week. So if you want to make your pick, you can go to the Facebook and go on our Garage Talk Live page and make your pick there. And I'll post mine after the show. I'm Vince Bonfigli. We might have a special guest next week, a NASCAR legend, the Swerve Meister, Ernie Irvin. We might have Ernie Irvin on next week. I'm working on that, so we'll just have to wait and see. Conditions look good. When I have it posted, I'll have it. I'll put it up everywhere, and you can follow me on Twitter at GTLVince. Or the show, it's at Garage Talk Live or Facebook.com/Garage Talk Live. I'm Vince Bonfigli. We'll see you all next week. Good night and good racing.